This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is. The Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. You can email me, don't forget, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Okay, let's discuss something else that was in the news today. It's not priority one, as I've already laid out, not at all. But it's interesting for a different reason than people think it's interesting. You see, everybody is talking about these poll numbers the New York Times just put out. Everyone, it's all over the place. You probably heard about it all day. What poll numbers? Well, I don't even have to say that. I know you've already heard. Joe Biden is losing to Donald Trump by a lot. In fact, they put out the individual states, the swing states. He's losing bad. And of course, the Joe Biden team is in full-blown panic. Trump's people are just about ecstatic at this point in time. Yeah, we got him. But people are missing something. The most important thing, the most important part of all this. It's not the stupid poll itself. It's a year before the election. Forget about the stupid poll. It's that the New York Times put it out. The New York Times is probably the most evil communist publication in the United States of America. You know what? Given their history, I think they have to take the cake. The reason I hesitated and kind of did the probably thing, Washington Post is really bad. Really, really evil publication. And so is CNN. CNN's turned really, really bad. They're all really bad. But I'm thinking back to the New York Times. I don't even think the Washington Post can make the same claim the New York Times did while Joseph Stalin was starving 2 or 3 million Ukrainians to death in the Holodomor. The New York Times actually ran cover for Joseph Stalin. I'm not making that up. You can go look it up. Go look up what they did. They ran cover for Stalin's genocide. That's how communist the New York Times is. It's a publication that should have been shuttered by the United States of America years ago. And yes, I mean that all the way. Real anti-communism involves getting aggressive with communists. That means the New York Times, every single person in the building should be fired. The building should be demoed. No more New York Times ever. No nation should allow a hostile communist publication like that within its borders. Anyway, why would a publication like that put out something that looks so bad for Joe Biden? Well, it means so much more when you take something into account. Everything that happened at the same time. Remember, you always want to look for not specific things. You want to look for patterns. Patterns. It's one thing if some idiot at the New York Times puts out a poll. if multiple different entities all seem to be saying the same thing and talking about the same thing and reporting on the same thing at the same time, then what you have is not a random person's opinion. What you have is a system directive. A system directive. You know how long I've been talking about Joe Biden's not going to be the nominee? A long time. You know what? I was going to play a bunch of old audio. Forget about that. All the audio I'm about to play for you right now, it comes within 24 hours to 48 hours of the New York Times, the most left-wing rag in the country, putting out a poll saying Joe Biden can't beat Donald Trump. Here's Representative Jepepevivi from, she's a Democrat from Washington. My button's not working. Chris, would you please play number 10? That didn't work out at all.
But I will tell you, this is the first time, Jen, that I have felt like the 2024 election is in great trouble for the president and for our Democratic control, which is essential.
That's two. Let's go to CBS, Face the Nation.
The number of Americans who think that things are going badly in the country today has hit its high for the year. So you might expect any incumbent to be down as Biden is. But then look at these positive views of what people think will happen for them financially if Donald Trump wins. Way more voters think they'd be better off. And Biden, for his part, hasn't fully convinced as many Democrats that he'd help them as the middle class still reels from inflation.
That's the New York Times, Representative Jayapal. That's CBS you just heard. Now let's go to ABC.
Voters are just plain frustrated across the board. 76% of adults in this poll say the country is headed in the wrong direction. Only 23%, less than a quarter of the country, say that we're headed on the right track.
That was ABC. Before that was CBS. Before that was Representative Jayapal. Before that was the New York Times. Let's go to CNN.
The New York Times. And they're right about it, says, in a remarkable sign of a gradual racial realignment between the two parties, the more diverse the swing state, the farther Mr. Biden was behind. And he led only in the whitest of six.
Now let's go for the coup de grace to David Axelrod. You remember Barack Obama, one of his closest advisors. He is still a big shot. He didn't beat around the bush like the rest of them did. In this same 24 to 48 hour span, David Axelrod says what he needs to do is decide whether that is wise for him to be the nominee, whether it's in his best interest or the country's. David Axelrod came out and told Joe Biden to drop out of the race. All of these things came within 24 to 48 hours of each other. The reason you and I need to always look for patterns instead of specifics, it's because patterns tell us what the system wants. Patterns tell us what the system wants. The system wants Joe Biden out. And right now you're seeing a coordinated push to push Joe Biden out. Now, why? Well, look, you don't want your nominee to be a punchline. It's a really, really important thing to not be a punchline. Did you hear the Dominican Republic's president? The Dominican Republic is about the size of my toenail, and their president came and sat with our president on camera and dunked in his face.
Mr. President, we look forward to welcoming you soon to the Dominican Republic at the next Summit of the Americas in 2025. And that summit will be in Punta Cana, so you have time to be on the beach.
Buenas tardes.
That was my greeting back to him. In case you couldn't hear the audio, hey, we'll do this next one in Punta Cana so you can be on the beach. Taking a shot about the fact that our 90,000-year-old president spends all of his time sunning himself on the beach because he doesn't have the mental capacity or physical capacity to actually do the job. Even the Dominican Republic is dunking in our face. Democrats don't think he can win. That's the bottom line. It's not that they all of a sudden started to care about the country. They don't think he can win. Therefore, the system, they're not going to give up control of the Oval Office for Joe Biden's sake. They're going to shove him out the door. How bad is it? How bad is the panic on Team Biden? Well, here's this headline. Biden's team sees a, quote, very close election in 2024. Let me give you a little political tidbit here. This is universal for both parties every single election, no matter what. Right before an election, you know, the week before, the day before, when early voting starts, every candidate, Republican or Democrat, they will all come to you in various ways, through media outlets, maybe right to the polls, and every one of them will say this. This election is razor close, razor thin, very close. It's going to come down to a couple votes. It's going to be your vote that matters. So get out and vote. Why do they say that? Well, it's not a mystery. They need to motivate everyone to get to the polls. They don't want people to be complacent. Nobody, Republican, Democrat, otherwise, nobody calls an election, quote, very close a year out unless they're petrified and getting blown out. If Biden's team is calling it very close, they're getting slaughtered in the polls. And the system is simply going to push him right out the door. And in comes President Harris.
You know how your polling goes.
Yeah.
You check every box that the current president doesn't for the people who are worried about him.
I have deep respect, reverence for Joe Biden as a person, his character, his decency, and his capacity to do great things. That's why I'm not worthy of that conversation. This guy deserves it. And we, as members of the party, deserve to have his back.
Even playing the good soldier as they push Joe Biden out the door. Gavin Newsom. Ugh. All right. The Treasury's borrowing a lot of money. The elite commie scum have run into another problem with the street commie scum and some emails. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. And you know what else is still to come? I'm not going to talk anymore about my chicken wings. I'm not. I'm going to focus from now on for the rest of the day on my own nutrition. You know why? Because I've eaten like crap today and now I need to actually get some fruits and veggies. Look, I'm a living thing. I need vitamins and minerals and fruits and veggies and probiotics. I need these things. Your dog's a living thing too. Your dog needs nutrition the same way I need nutrition, the same way you need nutrition. Your dog does not get it from dog food because there's no nutrition in dog food. These dog food companies, it's not that they're evil. If they want this stuff to last on the shelf, they have to kill everything in it. You know that they have to spray lard on the dog food so your dog will even eat it? It's that dead. There's nothing in it. Empty calories. That's why our dogs die so early, and that's why they have so many health problems. Now, I don't expect you to feed your dog green beans. Give your dog some rough greens instead. An all-natural nutritional supplement you pour on your dog's food. All the nutrition he needs. 833-33-MY-DOG for a free jumpstart trial bag or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What kind of state are we in as a nation? Well, our United States senators actually think it's a funny punchline to brag about the fact that as United States senators, they're incapacitated and unable to decipher basic questions.
4,000 plus dead children in Palestine, 9,000 plus dead civilians. Get off the stage.
Then Fetterman says this.
The joke is on you. I had a stroke. I can't fully understand what you're saying.
That's pretty funny, isn't it? Boy, what a zinger. Man, you must feel stupid. I ran for office acting like I was a functional adult, but I can't even understand sentences. Ha ha ha. I really got you. Good freaking grief. Jesse. Why would the RNC arrange to have this debate moderated by two of the most biased mainstream media talking heads? It's clear that if one of the candidates starts to show some promise, these two will work hard to destroy that candidate. Well, listen, there are... Remember last week, maybe you don't remember, but on Friday I got an Ask Dr. Jesse question. I'm going somewhere with this, stay with me. On Friday I got an Ask Dr. Jesse question about what questions you should be asking primary candidates in your area. Hopefully you're getting involved in primaries, maybe even running yourself, but we should be primarying out most of the Republicans in office. And you know one of the, what did I say? You remember what I said? I said you should be asking them their thoughts on the FBI. And the reason behind that is this. If you get a Republican who says something to the effect of, well, the great men and women at the FBI, and we just have to clear out some of the people at the very top. If you get somebody who says things like that, here's what that type of person is. That's the type of person who still believes the system that is completely against him. He still believes the system not only has legitimacy, he wants to rise within the system. He doesn't want to defeat an evil system. He wants to rise within the system. And therefore, you cannot vote for that person because there should be no FBI. None. Zero. Gone. Forever. That is the normal position to take if you understand what's happening in the country. That's a question to ask. What's this have to do with the debates? Well, most Republicans running for office and people who work at the RNC and Republicans who are currently in office, all these types, they don't want to actually defeat an evil system. They want to rise within the system. Most Republicans don't want, remember when I just talked about destroying the New York Times? Every employee should be fired. Some should be arrested and the building should be brought down. Remember when I said that? That sounds crazy, right? But that's a very normal position to take if you have an anti-American communist publication that's trying to bring your country to its knees. But if you hook the average Republican up to a lie detector test and you gave them the choice, A, here's your choice. You can A, fire every employee at the New York Times, empty out the building, demo it, and build a homeless shelter or something like that. Or B, you can have a front page glowing profile in the New York Times about how incredible you are, what a great Republican legislator you are, what a great patriot you are. 99% of our elected Republicans would choose option B. They would rather have the great article written about them because they still view the New York Times as being a legitimate organization. The same way they look at the FBI as somehow a legitimate law enforcement agency when it ceased being that forever ago, if you really consider it ever was. Either you view the system itself as being evil and hostile to you and hostile to your nation, or you want to be promoted and rise within the system. The Republicans, our elected Republicans, yours and mine, they want to rise within the system. Why is it Mitch McConnell is such a loser all the time? Why is he constantly giving interviews and speeches? They sound like he's a Democrat. He doesn't sound anything like the GOP base. You never hear Mitch McConnell out there campaigning on your behalf. Let me ask you something. I really mean this. Actually, Chris, Michael, I'm going to ask you guys too. We do this for a living, fellas. Have we ever come across a single clip of Mitch McConnell talking about securing the border? Now, both of them are shaking their heads. Chris is laughing. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure he's given speeches about it. I don't even remember them. I talk politics for a living. He never talks about issues that matter for you. Ever. Issues that matter for the country. Ever. Why? For the same reason he passed gun control with the Democrats after the Uvalde shooting? For the same reason he's giving television interview after television interview informing you that you just haven't sent enough money to Ukraine yet? He doesn't want to destroy an evil system. He wishes to continue to rise within it. And that is the difference. And that's why the RNC takes debates at NBC. Pathetic. And this is why I call them the low-T GOP. And this is why we've talked forever about sending them male vitality stacks from Chalk. Look, I'm only trying to help. Natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. What a difference that would make for every single elected Republican if they could get a 20% increase in their testosterone in 90 days. They might even, oh man, I'm hesitant to even say it. They might stand for something. I know. The idea, it's crazy. It's a crazy concept, but they might. Either way, since we know they're not going to, you should go get on a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack. Take it for 90 days. Do me a favor. If it doesn't work, cancel your subscription. I want you to. It works. Wait until you see how you feel. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I've been really good tonight, Chris. Don't you think? What? What are you shrugging your shoulders for and saying it's a Monday? What does that mean? Am I always, because I'm always good on a Monday? What's that? I'm one of these freak Monday lovers. I am. I've become that guy. You know why I'm that guy now? Because I don't have a real job anymore. And this is what happened. Somebody, one of the suits actually said to me last week, I was talking to the suits about something. Don't worry, it was something good, not bad. And he was talking about how much fun we sound like we're having on the show. Even when we talk about angry stuff and stuff like that, you know, we just have fun on the show. And I was trying to, he was asking me why. I'm trying to figure out a difference. And I really do think it's because I've lived an entire life not doing any media or politics or anything like that, doing other normal stuff. Because once you go from having a real job to this job, this is awesome. And now on Sunday, yesterday, you could ask Michael. I said I have to send Michael all kinds of different stuff that I want to prep and stuff like that for the show. It'll be 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday. And something will pop into my head and I'll think, man, I'm going to say something about that. Crap. The show is until Monday. I'll just send him something now. And that now I'm that guy. It's, what is that one commercial where the guy's like, it's only Monday. I used to love it. I used to crack up. But that's me now. Anyway, that's me, Chris, literally.
And I always used to sit there, I mean it, coming home and look out and see people sitting at the kitchen tables. Literally, you could see them right literally? Along the track.
Literally, you could see them? What did literally add there, Joe? Was literally a necessary part of that? Literally, you could see them. In fact, why'd you need the second sentence at all? Literally. It's literally, you can literally see them versus what kind of seeing them, Joe? Is there a different kind of seeing them that I'm unaware of? Was it literally, you know, and I'm not going to go off. I'm fine. We have to talk about other more important things right now. You want to talk about something good? Get to a couple emails here, but U.S. diplomats slam Israel policy in leaked memo. This is the best. Just stay with me. It's great. What's happening is essentially this. Remember how often we talk about the two different divisions of communism? Every country there ever was. Two divisions. Always. There's always the elite communist scum and then the street communist scum. And they work together, and we've already discussed that. I'm not going into it again right now. But not everybody, in fact, very few, especially on the street communist scum side, very few of them are actually 100% aware of what the arrangement is here. Most of the street communist scumbags, they're really, really stupid people, people who are mentally ill, drugged out, have been raised poorly. This is the bulk of the street communist scum. And the elite communist scum knows just how to manipulate them to go commit acts of violence and shoot people and hurt people and do all the things Democrats regularly do in this country. But the street communist scum, they're not 100% boned up on the fact that the elite communist scum are not actually going to follow through with a lot of the promises, because they're only there, yes, to destroy the country, and they do care about that, but they're only there to maintain power and money and position for themselves. And they use the elite, or the street communist scum at the bottom, to help intimidate their opposition and do street activism. But the groups run into each other sometimes. This is historical. It happens all the time. They clash. You see, if you're an elite communist scumbag, let's say at the State Department, someone in the Biden administration, you have to staff the State Department. You have to. Well, who are you going to call to staff the State Department? You need staffers in there. Who are you going to call? Well, you're going to call your base. Well, you're going to have a bunch of Jewish people in your base. There's no question. But you're going to have a bunch of Israel-hating Hamas supporters in your base as well, as you've seen. And they're going to get hired too. And the street communist scum who get hired into the State Department, they think they're going to get there and they're going to be, I'll kill all the Jews. And then when they find out that the elite communist scum don't want to actually follow through with that for only political reasons, by the way. They absolutely would if they thought it would help them win elections. But they ended up getting pretty salty about it. And this is domestically a nightmare for Democrats in this country right now. The Biden administration, I promise you, is in a full-blown panic about it. They're all in a panic about it. They don't know how to handle the issue domestically. They keep trying and failing to do that balancing act. Even Barack Obama tried it over the weekend.
If there's any chance of us being able to act constructively to do something, it will require an admission of complexity and maintaining what on the surface may seem contradictory ideas, that what Hamas did was horrific and there's no justification for it. And what is also true is that the occupation and what's happening to Palestinians is unbearable. And what is also true is that there is a history. And so if you want to solve the problem, then you have to take in the whole truth. And you then have to admit nobody's hands are clean, that all of us are complicit to some degree.
Can't you just picture him on that tightrope, trying to walk it, trying to do the best he can? And it was crazy. That clip was about a minute long, but it's just like we've been talking about. I'm totally enjoying Democrats have to walk through this. You know, you heard Corinne Diversity Hire asked about anti-Semitism. Well, what about Islamophobia? And then she gets so much heat the next day. Well, I hate anti-Semitism. Obama trying to do the same thing. What's that tightrope? Hey, we need to keep all the Jews in our party. We need to keep 2/3 of the Jews in this country vote Democrat. Please keep staying with us. Don't get too mad at us, Jews. Oh, wait. We have a bunch of Palestinian Hamas lovers. We kind of hate them too, right? Those dagon Jews. Anyway, stay with us. But wait, Jews, come back. We don't hate you too much. Look, it's complicated. Look, what happened to you was horrible. It was really, really horrible. I think it was horrible what happened to you. Whoa. Hamas, come back. Damn, well, I don't like them either. I get it. I would need their money, right? That's what they do. And remember, Barack Obama's been a Jew hater from way back. He comes from all that black liberation theology stuff. Remember his pastor, Reverend Wright? This is a famous article. Of course, the media never covered it. I don't know why people forget about that. But oh, yeah, good point, Chris. We have pictures of Barack Obama with Louis Farrakhan. What did Farrakhan say? I'm not anti-Semite. I'm anti-termite. He always has some really lovely words for Jews. Well, that's Barack Obama's guy. And Obama's old pastor, as I was saying, Jeremiah Wright, tried to get a meeting with Barack Obama after Obama was elected. Remember, he sat in this church forever. This is a guy he's close with. Baptized his children, if I remember right. And remember what Reverend Wright said? No, them Jews ain't going to let me talk to him. That's Barack Obama's worldview. But he also understands, hey, man, we need their votes. We need their checks. So put a smile on your face. What's happening right now, as horrible as all this Israel-Hamas stuff is, and it is ugly. I'm not trying to act like it's anything other than that. But domestically, it is a powder keg ready to blow up on Democrats in this country. Because there is no tightrope you can walk with them, with the various supporters on each side. There's no tightrope they're going to accept. And that's a problem. Isn't that fun? I think that's fun. All right. We have to talk. Speaking of which, somebody drove into a Jewish school. We'll talk about that in a moment. Then we'll get to headlines I didn't get to and all kinds of things. Before we do that, let's talk about something else wonderful. Saving a life. I love Preborn. It's one of my favorite organizations of any kind on the planet because they're so humble about what they do, too. If you talk to any of them at Preborn, they're not at all cocky about it. All they're out there trying to do, all that matters to them, they don't want the notoriety. That all they want to do is save babies. That's it. They want babies to live. And these babies are in such danger because of how many women have been lied to over and over and over again in this country. At Preborn, they're making sure those babies get to live by giving a free ultrasound to a mother. $28 is what it costs. When she hears that heartbeat, almost every time she chooses life. It's a miracle. That's what you're buying, is a miracle for a baby who needs a miracle. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you go give. Go give. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And then we will be back tomorrow. You can find me here. Being right about all kinds of stuff. What, Chris? Including the chicken wings. I don't want to. Anyway, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Speaking of being right, you know I don't do soup, right? Soup's not something I do, but I'm open to chili. I don't really consider chili to be a soup. As long as it's no beans in it, because beans are vile, I'm open to chili. I just saw something. Some lady smokes her meat and veggies and stuff like that in a smoker before she adds it to the chili. It's some kind of a chili family recipe. Well, you know what a pit master I am with my pellet smoker. What, Chris? Anyway, I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start smoking chili ingredients, and I'm going to figure out a good chili recipe. In fact, if somebody has a good chili recipe, I want that. Use brisket, Chris? Oh, that's a good idea. Isn't that kind of a waste of brisket, though, to throw it in chili? That feels... Waste what? Leftover brisket. Okay, you're right. Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds awfully expensive. I have a hard time believing you would spend the money on a brisket and put... Leftover, though. Oh, I like that idea. That's my. You know what I just thought of? I'm going to use brisket in the chili. Whatever is left over, I'm going to put that in a chili, and we'll use that anyway. If you have an email, or if you'd like to email me an excellent chili recipe that you personally know of, that's fine. I will take it, and I'll make a couple minor adjustments, and then I'll present it on the air as being my recipe. But you can email that in to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Speaking of the Hamas-Palestine thing, I think, look, the media doesn't get everything right. The headline is this. Indy police, Indianapolis, arrest a terrorist for purposely driving her car into what she thought was a Jewish school. Okay, so this lady drives into a Jewish school, you know, trying to hurt some Jews, and they think, oh, she did it, you know, she, quote, because of her, she even referenced her people back in Palestine. It's not that she's a freaking terrorist. Let's be careful with our language. She's a woman, all right? She's a woman. She forgot where she was going. She was probably texting, putting on her eyeliner, and she ends up driving her car into a building that happens to be a Jewish school. She thought it was a Jewish school. Women drive into buildings every day in this country, and they don't deserve to be labeled as terrorists, okay? Sorry, Indianapolis police. Be respectful. Not a terrorist. A woman. Now, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about your garbage phone. Now, I like your phone. Your phone, I'm sure, is fine, but your phone service, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, these mobile companies, the cell phone companies might be the most evil companies out there. If you don't believe me, I want you, look, I'm not even going to give you guidance. Pick a commie cause, whatever it is. Planned Parenthood, BLM, climate, I don't give a crap what it is. LGBTQ, go look up your cell phone company, T-Mobile or AT&T, and then look up that cause. You fund that. You don't have to anymore, though. Veterans Day is almost here. Pure Talk's raising $10 million for veterans debt by people switching over. That's how they raise the money. They're taking care of veterans' suicide. They're providing the same great 5G network as the big guys. You don't even have to switch phones. Switch phone numbers. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk today. That's how you do it. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. All right? All right. I want to get to this email real quick before I get to headlines I didn't get to. Dear part-time halfway Oracle, how short is too short for a man to be president? I need an exact cutoff so you can do what you do best and offend a bunch of people. My name is Justin, and you can say my name. P.S. I'm 5'10", so you should watch your answer. 5'10"? We do have a bunch of women who listen to the show. Anyway, listen, if you want to be president, 6'4", bare minimum, 6'4". I'd prefer 6'5", 6'6", so we can really get up into the manhood realm. All right, so sorry, there's not going to be any Italians, but 6'4", at least, has got to be the cutoff. Look, are we a nation of leaders or not? Come on now. We're not a bunch of midgets.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
U.S. and European officials float peace terms for Ukraine. Peace terms for Ukraine. Okay. Just really quickly, how many Ukrainian men have been slaughtered in this fight being assured that they would win over and over again? Sure doesn't sound like a win for anybody here. That's freaking horrible. Horrible. If we knew all along this was a losing cause and supported it, horrible. Treasury borrowing running at crisis era levels. And this is from Zero Hedge. U.S. to borrow $1.5 trillion in debt this and next quarter after borrowing a massive $1 trillion last quarter. Tick-tock. Tick-tock. You have that gold yet? Fetterman knocks Newsom running for president, but no guts to announce. Look, let's not act like Fetterman was in his right mind when he made that call. U.S. military deploys nuclear-powered submarine in the Middle East. they call these submarines nuclear-powered submarines because, I know you're going to find this shocking, they're nuclear-powered, but they always say nuclear-powered submarine to try to make it sound scarier than it is. Not every nuclear-powered submarine out there is actually cruising around with nuclear-tipped warheads, with nuclear warheads on it, ready to start nuclear war. I mean, granted, there are some, but not every single one. Biden DHS pulls agents off of child trafficking to focus on making food for illegal immigrants, according to a whistleblower. Look, we are run by the most evil, murderous people on the planet. Rolling Stone drops a bombshell expose on Mike Johnson, reveals he doesn't watch pornography. That reminds me, we have local elections tomorrow, including a local election in Virginia. I almost forgot, I'm not making this up. On the ballot in Virginia is a guy who believes murderers who should be let out after the age of 65, as long as they've served 5 years in jail. Also, a devil worshiper is on the ballot in Virginia, an open Satan worshiper who wants a Satan worship club for children. And that Virginia Democrat chick, this reminded me of it, Susanna Gibson, the one who did porn to pay, like bills and things like that. These are the candidates, these are the Democrats running for office. What, Chris? No, look, I've been following her work for quite some time, and I'm telling you, this is a big scandal. Anyway, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will be back tomorrow. We will have fun. I promise there's going to be all kinds of election stuff we have to get through, and we'll cover as much of it as we can possibly get through throughout the night. All right? That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.